Tantramar Council has voted overwhelmingly against a plan to create a fenced-in dog park in Sackville at a cost of just over $10,000. Active Living Director Matt Pride pitched a new location for the proposed dog park at Tuesday's meeting in the field behind the Civic Center. That change satisfied concerns raised at a February meeting about the small size of the previous Dufferin Street location, as well as its proximity to a school and a daycare. But though councillors thanked Pride for finding a second location, all but two, councillors Debbie Wiggins-Caldwell and Alison Butcher, voted down the proposal. Councillors cited concerns with disease spreading between animals, potential for fights and injuries, and dog feces being left by irresponsible dog owners. Councillor Alison Butcher was the first to speak on the proposal and the only councillor to speak in favour of the project.
I just wanted to thank you, Mr. Pride, because the community has been requesting a dog park for a lot of years now, and we have never managed to find a space and a place and the funds, and then we thought we were going to, but it didn't quite fit. And rather than letting that just kind of fall by the wayside, you took it, looked at it, and figured out something that personally seems better. There's no concerns like we had with the other one. It's already partially fenced. It's still within walking distance. It's a larger space. Thanks. I really like this.
Councillor Michael Tower acknowledged there was a demand for the park from resident dog owners, but ultimately saw too many downsides.
I also want to thank you for keep working at it, because there is quite a demand for it. I do have my concerns after speaking to some vets who are apprehensive about it, especially when you think, who's going to clean it up? Who's going to monitor that it is following the rules? Parvo is one of the biggest problems with dog parks. And then there's the liability if one dog happens to tear another one apart.
Councillor Barry Hicks also worried about the potential mess.
I'm like Councillor Finney, I'm a little worried who's going to clean this up, because we have bags down around the walking trails down here everywhere, and if you walk around the trails, it's not being cleaned up at all. So I'm worried about that aspect of it.
Tantramar's new manager of active living and culture, Jamie Ferguson, was on hand to answer some concerns based on his previous municipal experience.
When I worked with Mississauga previously, I oversaw the dog parks there, and we had, I think, 9 dog parks that we saw. So health issues never really kind of came up through the community group that did that. I think if it is a concern here, we would work with the local veterinarians. And if we saw an increase in disease transmission, we could always close the park down until that cleared. In terms of aggression, the code of conduct sign would speak to that, and just, you know, kind of outline that dogs that are aggressive wouldn't be allowed in. And that's where we would look to our bylaw officers and our animal control officers to help enforce that as well.
But ultimately, the arguments against the new dog park won the day. In addition to his concerns about disease and aggression, Councillor Matt Estabrooks said he felt the project was just too low of a priority.
The location is great, Mr. Pride. Thank you. They're much better than the other one, so I do appreciate that. But it almost seems like a make-work project for us. We have so many natural areas around here where you can walk your dog and exercise your dog, but we're actually fencing in an area, and now we're talking about the hardships with managing the waste and keeping an eye on and implementing a program, putting up signage. Just, I feel we've probably got other things to do. So it's just my 2 cents.
That's Councillor Matt Estabrooks speaking on Tuesday night just before Council quashed a proposed fenced-in dog park behind the Civic Centre in a 7-2 vote. Right after that vote, Council approved a $126,000 expense to purchase a new dehumidifier for the Civic Centre.
This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.